Now, you're going to be hearing an awful lot, if you haven't already, about Organ Donation Week. It's on at the moment, and you'll be hearing and reading stories from all over the country of people whose lives have been transformed because somebody somewhere decided that they wanted to be an organ donor. And I'm delighted to say that one such person is on the line now with me. She is Rona Goggins from Ballinskellig. Welcome, Rona.
Hello, Deirdre. How are you? Isn't the future bright when you hear a story like that about young Emma?
Isn't it fabulous? I thought you might enjoy that, all right.
Wonderful altogether. The young kids are just great.
They really are. Listen, Rona, about yourself, I rang you earlier just to check that we were good to go at 1:30, and you were actually in dialysis, in kidney dialysis, when I rang. But I understand that for a very long time, you didn't have to do that because of an organ donor.
Absolutely, yeah. An organ donor and their family absolutely changed my life nearly 24 years ago. CAPD, it's a home dialysis for 2.5 years. My kidneys had got into trouble. My mother also had a kidney transplant, but it was unrelated. But I did that for 2.5 years. And on one fateful day, I think it was around St. Paddy's Day, the phone rang to say, would I like a kidney? And life changed dramatically. There was a mad race from here, from Carstaveen, and I was originally from Ballinskellig, up to Dublin to get there in time. But sure, there's always a drama. And my grandmother at the time, God rest her, her problem was who'd collect her pension.
Who'd collect your pension while you were gone,
While I was gone, yeah. So that had to be sorted.
And listen, is it true that you were on your way to a concert at the time and you were all dolled up in high heels and everything?
All I had in the bag were high heels, tight jeans and a stripy top to head off to an event with my lovely cousin Nora. And that had to be changed. I rang her to cancel. And at the time, because I was so ill, I was always cancelling things. And she said, you're cancelling again on me. And, she was delighted anyway when she heard I was cancelling for a very...
very good reason, yeah. So you had the kidney transplant, and I believe that absolutely changed your life.
Absolutely. Night and day, Deirdre. I mean, when you're on dialysis, the exhaustion and the feeling of unwellness just never leaves. Even if you're having CAPD like I did back then or dialysis now. And I must say, before I even continue, the staff in Tralee in the dialysis unit, shout out to all of them there, all the nurses, they are wonderful. They're not nurses, they're nurses, absolute angels, and they're family members. They go to above and beyond to mind people on dialysis. They're amazing.
That's great to hear.
But yes, the transplant thankfully was a success and life just never looked back. It never looked back. The energy, I think I was a energizer bunny bouncing off the walls afterwards. I could do everything and anything.
And in the intervening years, with your new kidney, you married and had kids and changed careers and did all sorts of things.
Yeah, I have been blessed with 3 beautiful children, Tom, Fola and Liam. And I never thought that could be a possibility, so I was delighted. And yeah, I work back then and even now I still work in Ballinskellig's Veterinary Products out in Ballinskellig. They're an amazing team there and they've been so good to me and mind me. They're wonderful. So shout out to all the girls in the office there. They'll be asking for me to do that. And I did extra courses. I did beauty therapy, massage, reflexology. I just did everything. I had so much life to live after the transplant. And I felt I had to but I was so honoured that a family had a discussion amongst themselves before they had tragically lost someone that they would donate those organs.
Yeah, and I've interviewed so many organ recipients over the years, Rona. And I always feel that for them, it must be almost bittersweet because you're saying to yourself, somebody had to die to give me new life. And is that always at the back of your mind?
Always in the back of your mind. You're always the family that needed those organs, the person that gave their life. I honour that every year.
You're cutting in and out, unfortunately.
Oh, apologies.
No, you're fine.
I have a second birthday on the date of my transplant because I always want to honour that person they have been doing at that time. So they're always in your mind, no matter what you do.
Yeah. And of course, the way it goes, and rightly so, is that you never know who the person is.
No, you don't. You can write a letter to thank them, the family, but I never felt words were good enough. What words do you say to someone who'd lived?
Yeah.
But they're always in our thoughts. Always.
Yeah. That's incredible. Now, you're remarkably upbeat, and which is amazing, because I know that the kidney only lasted for so long. Now, it lasted a long time, but unfortunately, you're back in dialysis again. Is that right?
I am. Things change. I knew with about 2 years that it was as well as it could. And I knew that's always the risk anyway. I mean, you could lose it at any stage. But you have to keep going. I have 3 kids and a husband to look after, and we'll get through this too. We'll keep going. And as I'd say, the team in Tralee are amazing. They're like family. They're not just nurses. So we'll go again, and please God, talk.
Sorry, you're gone again, Rona. You were saying,
apologies.
No, I think there's someone trying to get through to you. Maybe that's what's happening.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, if people have that talk amongst themselves in a family and discuss that perhaps if their time came for organs, it just gives so much more life to the world and to people. It's an amazing gift they've given.
So you're back on the transplant list again?
I am indeed. And the waiting continues.
Yeah. And what's being on dialysis like? I mean, you live in Ballinskellig, so you have to come to Tralee for it, do you?
Well, actually, I didn't move too far. I got married to a Finnmore man, so then the other side of Carrigrohane, so I didn't travel too far. So I leave home usually between 6:30 and 6:30, and I'm up in Tralee for about 6:30 on the machine, and I'm there for till about 12 o'clock. So I get home about 1:30 usually.
How many times a week do you do that?
3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I just have to treat it like it's just, that's what I have to do to keep going.
Yeah, you're so upbeat, I can't get over it.
Well, you know, people don't realise until they see this, like walking into the dialysis unit. You think, well, yeah, I'm the only one here that's going to be on dialysis, but it's full. And more people are being diagnosed every day with kidney issues and liver issues and heart transplants. And there's a lot of people out there who need the help of organ donation.
Yeah. And I know that we had quite an interesting discussion about this earlier, either earlier this year or maybe last year. A lot of people aren't happy with the opt-out rule that has come in, that you have to actually opt out or else you're assumed to be an organ donor. A lot of people have misgivings about that. What would you say to them?
Yeah, there does seem to be, which is unfortunate, because if you saw the quality of life change from someone who gets a transplant of any description, it's night and day. I mean, when you're ill with any, needing a transplant of any description, the tiredness is, you can't explain it. Going to bed for 12 hours wouldn't give you any respite from the tiredness and the illness and the sickness. So it's life changing. So really, I know this opt-out issue is a problem, but have the discussion at home. It's only, have it around the table. Give people your thoughts and your thinking on it. And maybe, you know, maybe you could help someone live longer and live a wonderful life.
Yeah, yeah. And you remain optimistic, I would imagine, Rona, that you'll get that phone call again to come to Dublin at the drop of a hat.
Please God, that phone call will come at some weird time of the day or night, and please God, we'll head up the road again. We just have to hope to God that that does happen. And please...
You're gone again. Are you there?
So please God, we will get that call again and we'll head up the road.
Yeah. Have you always been this upbeat, Rona? Or did you sort of decide when you found out that this was your fate, we'll say, that you were going to just face it head on and be as positive as possible?
I think I had a very strong mother and a very strong dad, and it's very much, get on with this now. This is...
Yeah. No feeling sorry for yourself.
Get on with it. Yeah, don't be feeling sorry for yourself. It is what it is now, and let's just make the most of it.
Yeah.
And I've kept...
And that has seen you through.
It has. So far, so good anyway, Deirdre.
Yeah, well, you're really quite inspirational, Rona, I have to say. I mean, facing into the road in all weathers, I suppose, all year round, heading for Tralee at the crack of dawn for dialysis three times a week, and I presume feeling exhausted after it as well. That's no easy.
Yeah, you can do.
Yeah.
The other side of that, Deirdre, doesn't bear thinking about, because I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So then it's very important I keep going. No, there are mornings I'd rather stay in the bed, but you have to keep going.
You do, yeah. Well, listen, we wish you all the very best of luck. And it's been so nice to chat to you as well. And I hope that a few people out there who maybe have doubts about opting out or doubts about opting in, rather, of being organ donors, yeah, maybe they might have a change of heart after hearing your story, I think.
Please God, because it really is the gift of life you're giving. You can't give any gift more amazing than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Rona, we wish you all the very best, and let's all keep our fingers crossed and the prayers coming that you'll get that all-important phone call one of these days.
Gormila Mahagas, Deirdre.
Lovely to talk to you, Rona. Slán go fóill. And that is Rona Goggins there. Rona from Ballinskellig's originally, living in South Kerry still, and after many, many long and healthy years of extra life, you could say, and better quality of life, thanks to an organ donor, a kidney donor, whom of course you'll never know. She's now back, that kidney has failed, she's now back on dialysis and hoping that someday she'll get the phone call to say that there's another kidney that might be suitable for her. And it's not just Rona, there's stories and examples of people like Rona. It mightn't be a kidney they're waiting for, it could be a lung, it could be another organ. And there's a lot of people with their lives on hold. Rona doesn't sound like somebody who'd ever put her life on hold, but she's really getting on with it and being positive. But there are loads of people all over Kerry and all over the country who are desperately in need of an organ donation. So something to think about. I know that lots of you listening weren't happy with the whole opt-out. Excuse me. Opt-out system that was brought in last year, and you felt you were sort of being pressurised into being organ donors. But hopefully, after hearing Rona's story, you might maybe think twice or rethink it, or at least chat to your family about it. And as Rona said, the message this year, the theme for this year for Organ Donation Week is, don't let your loved ones be in doubt.